A reading from the first letter of John. You know that God is righteous. Then you must recognize that everyone whose life is righteous has been begotten by him. Think of the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children. And that is what we are. Because the world refused to acknowledge him, therefore it does not acknowledge us. My dear people, we are already the children of God. But what we are to be in the future has not yet been revealed. All that we know is that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he really is. Surely, everyone who entertains this hope must purify himself, must try to be as pure as Christ. Anyone who sins at all breaks the law, because to sin is to break the law. Now, you know that he appeared in order to abolish sin, and that there is in him no sin. Anyone who lives in God does not sin, and anyone who sins has never seen him or known him. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is a very challenging reading, and it's about what we are and what we will be. What we are already, the children of God. We are God's children. Do we see that? John challengingly says that if we really saw that, anyone who really is a child of God and recognizes that doesn't sin at all. Is that any of us? Any of us? But isn't it what we all want to be? We all feel that's just outside of our grasp, but we're trying to be. And so we spend our life thinking about sinning and not sinning. But here's the thing. John also says that what is to be is not even known. It is so beyond being a child of God. Beyond that. What can be beyond that? I shudder to think. I won't even put it into words for you beyond being a child of God. But it's even beyond worrying about sinning and not sinning, which means it's beyond even sinning. Can I hope for that? Can I live that way? Can I be open to that possibility? I think this is what John is calling us to. To recognize that even now, we are children of God. But what we will be, so much more. So much. And so our greatest hopes, the truth is even more than that. And we need to be open. Open to the possibilities. That's the challenge for today.